best local bands.
This is Sonic 129's The Band of the Month for April.
Russ Dawson.
Hi, I'm Russ Dawson. I'm April's Band of the Month. Guy of the Month.
Welcome to the Booster Juice Listener Lounge. I am Brandy Taylor, and this is your April Band of the Month, Russ Dawson. Hello.
Hello.
Birthday boy on April 1st, so this is a pretty fun birthday present.
It definitely is a great birthday present. Yeah, thank you.
So that makes you a what? What's your sign?
I'm an Aries.
Oh, I'm an Aries, too. So what is that supposed to mean about us? We're hard-headed, we're bossy.
We have curly blonde hair.
We are hair twins.
That's what it means, yeah.
So much synergy here.
Yeah.
All right. Russ, when you first sent in your video for Go On for submission for Band of the Month, we're watching it, and I'm like, wait a minute. I know this guy. I have seen him at every single local show ever.
Who, me?
Who, you. Yeah, you.
maybe every local bar ever. I'm probably known as like the bartender around Edmonton that everyone seems to get drunk off of. So am I allowed to say that on the radio?
Oh,
get
yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, I don't know. You come see me at the billiard club now, I guess, and wave at me. That's my product placement again. What am I doing here?
But you do go to a ton of shows. Like you're
I do go to lots of shows. I know lots of people, I don't know. I've been in the music business for a long time, and I'm friends with a lot of different people. And, like, half the people who play in my band are all from other bands. Like, I have a couple guys who used to play in Social Code. One of the guys from Tupelo Honey is playing with me, who's last Band of the Month. Who else? I don't know. Daryl Payne, the drummer from Kick Up a Fuss, is also filling in every now and again. So I just have like a mix of wicked musicians from Edmonton that all kind of join me up on stage, which is great. Yeah.
And you've played with a few other people too, right?
Like me personally? Yeah, I used to, like I lived in Toronto for a while and I was playing guitar with different bands and stuff like that, and getting hired out as a roadie, like a tour manager or merch guy or just a stage tech and all that kind of stuff. So I've seen some things.
So what was the point in all of that where you decided, okay, now it's time to focus on me and my music and my songs?
Well, there's some gratification that you get from like doing it yourself, you know, and doing your own thing. And, while I was living in Toronto, my sister had two little kids and, you know, I kind of felt bad not being able to be there to see them grow up and stuff like that. So I figured, I'd move back to Edmonton and just kind of work on this project. And, now that they're older, I could just leave and get famous. So that's my plan.
This is Sonic's Band of the Month, April. Russ Dawson.
Staring out across the lake, I get these thoughts I cannot shake. Ripples settle, the calm reflects my face. Who eats meat and who eats grapes? Jersey Shore, vintage tapes, education eroding in state by state. Ozone holes, black tar sands, tidal waves, foreign lands, supernovas, they burst and dissipate. Bottle on the lonely sea, soulless in the company, private top and message it will read. Flow, just flow. Ride that wave till it breaks. To leave awake, just flow. Just flow. Cellular
take it away from me, and giving me room to breathe again now. Take it away from me, and giving me room to breathe again now. Flow.
Well, it's going pretty well so far because you're out for a couple Edmonton Music Awards. You're going to be performing at the ceremony too, right?
That's right. Yeah, that's pretty exciting. I'm up for Male Artist of the Year, which I thought it was pretty funny. So we'll see what happens with that.
And Pop Recording of the Year,
pop
too.
Pop Recording, yeah. I guess it's funny to try and place my genre because a little bit of everything. And I've just been working on new songs, actually, because I'm going to have a CD release at the end of the month here. Basically, me and Morgan, which is pretty much the other half of Russ Dawson, and we write everything together and all that kind of stuff. He actually plays in the band Signs, and he's going to be on tour for this entire month, so he doesn't even get to be a part of this, but we're just sitting in the studio making all kinds of wee moe kind of things going on, so you have some exciting things to hear, I guess.
Russ Dawson, Sonic's Band of the Month for April.
I wanted to wake up where you are. I wanted to see past all your scars. I wanted to learn the names of your stars. I wanted to wake up where you are. I wanted to play it like a scene. Maybe a romantic comedy. I wanted to be your blonde James Dean, but it ended in tragedy. So can I wake up where you are? I know I left you with a broken heart, yeah, but I've been sleeping in my car. So can I wake up where you are? Where you are in my life. Amends. We could get out. We could get out well.
trying to wake up where you are.
Russ Dawson, Sonic's Band of the Month for April.
When you perform at something like the Edmonton Music Awards, how different is that from, you know, performing in a club to a bunch of drunk people versus, you know, performing to a bunch of peers in their Sunday best?
Scary. I think what happens when I get on stage and I'm, like I said, I'm surrounded by all these super talented musicians that at least they're going to do the best that they can. So if I get scared or nervous, I got them on my back to kind of help me out. But I don't know. Every show just kind of turns into a fun time, and we're always just joking around on stage. It's a weird feeling. It's like we're always a bunch of dudes just kind of playing around the campfire type thing. We're all acoustic instruments, and we're just kind of joking around. So
the Edmonton Music Sorority.
That's right.
I mean fraternity. Yeah. Boys are in fraternities.
Sure. Yeah, I don't know. They didn't let me into college, so I don't know about these sort of things. Yeah. Still working on my high school diploma over here.
Being good friends with so many people who are so active in the Edmonton music scene, does that kind of push you a little harder? Like, is it sort of a competition thing where you got to bring your best because you want to do
definitely
something better than what your friend did?
That's something that's always kind of been around. I remember when my sister brought home her husband for the first time, he was this insane, well, he was her boyfriend at the time, he was this insane metal guitar player, and I was, like, playing punk music or whatever and learning Blink-182 songs or whatever, and he could just shred these insane riffs, and I just kind of would sit there and watch him and be like, teach me how to play this, and I, like, got good. And it's like, it's always getting to that level. So surrounding yourself with people who are way better than you is, it's like the sink or swim thing. And you just gotta, you know, put your water rings on and hope for the best.
Russ Dawson, Sonic's Band of the Month for April.
Would have been better if I lived without you. But I've already walked through that door. Now I'm on the floor sifting through the pieces. Who'd have known you were such a whore? But still I feel I've been defeated. Being under your thumb just felt so warm. Way that makes me go insane, and three words come to mind. Sha-la-la-la-la-la, I hate you, and I'm better off without you. Sha-la-la-la-me, I'm more. Sha-la-la-la-la-la, I hate you, and I'm better off without you. Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. My brain not to think about you. Empty streets in my head, you just stroll on by. Still I wish I could be with you. Your head on my chest used to fit so right. You have this way that makes me go insane, and three words come to mind. Sha-la-la-la-la-la, I hate you, and I'm better off without you. Sha-la-la-la-me, I'm more. Sha-la-la-la-la-la, I hate you, and I'm better off without you. Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. And I don't ever want to see that side of you. And I don't ever want to see these things in you. And I don't want to reason any part of you. I don't ever want to be there for you. I don't ever want a new one for you. I don't ever want to see that side of you.
la la la, I love you. La la, I love you.
Sonic's Band of the Month, April. Russ Dawson.
Well, the song from you that we're going to be playing for Band of the Month is Go On. We talked about the video a little bit early on. There's an interesting guest star.
Yes, Travis Nesbitt from Signs and used to be Social Code. We thought of this idea for this music video. It's like, well, what if, like, my girlfriend is trying to kill me? And so... You know, we start thinking of these ideas. Me and Morgan are sitting there writing everything down. Okay, yeah, this and this. He'll kill me like this. He'll poison my cereal. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. And then so we have this great idea, and we're like, cool, let's roll with it. So I call Travis. I'm like, we got this good idea for this music video. So this girlfriend of mine is going to be trying to kill me. And then he's like, I got an idea. What if I'm the girl? And then I said, go on. And so that happened, yeah.
I hope he doesn't mind me saying he is an ugly girl.
It was really bad. I don't think... They kept calling me Jerry Seinfeld because I couldn't keep a straight face for the entire video. I'm just laughing and nothing is serious, and it was good. It was pretty funny. Yeah. I hope for the next video maybe I'll get to kiss a pretty girl because that was brutal.
It's a super funny video, but it's also a really great song. Tell us a little bit about Go On.
Go On started with a cool couple of riffs, and then we just kind of put it together one day. And basically, the way I write songs is kind of funny. I'll bring a riff or something to Morgan. He kind of will play around with it and put his input in, and then we sit there and we try and write lyrics. And basically, it gets to the point where we've been trying so hard that we're both maybe tired or something. And I'll start saying delirious things, and that's when, you know, the words Detective Russ came out of that song, and I said it as a joke, and Morgan's like, I like it. And I said, I'm not going to sing Detective Russ in my own song. But sure enough, it happened, and I don't know what to say about that. I'm not really a detective.
It's the title track from your current EP. Where can people find your music?
You can find everything on iTunes. I have an older album, too, called My Autumn, which is pretty good, too, if you're into me. This Go On EP has 4 songs on it, and you could get it right now, and it has Go On it, obviously. And I'm going to be what I do is I usually do a little EP, and then I create more songs and then release those songs remixed and mastered and everything with a couple new songs, and then make that a whole new album. And that album is going to be released at the end of April. So I have no idea what I'm going to call it yet. And I'm still rushing to get all that kind of stuff finished because, yes.
Come to you in a moment of delirium.
Exactly. Yeah.
So Band of the Month wraps up, of course, with a big showcase. Yours is April 25th at the Pawn Shop. So it's not going to be just you up there doing your thing. You got to tell people what they can expect at your showcase.
There's going to be... oh, man. Well, there's going to be lots of sweet, talented, handsome dudes hired by me to play beside me, so you could check all those hot guys out. And who knows, you know what, I was trying to get like a choir of men and women to just stomp, clap, and sing. So I don't know if you're busy that night.
I'll be there.
But I'll see if I could get some people together for that sort of thing. I've been kind of trying to do this thing where it's like the Arcade Fire of folk music, I guess, where we just have a bunch of people on stage and everyone's having a good time. And that's kind of what I'm aiming for with Paul Simon. I need to go to Africa and record an album is what I need to do now. Get my own Graceland.
In Edmonton.
In Edmonton,
next
yes.
door to Kate's.
That's right. In the used hubcap district.
This is Sonic's Band of the Month, April. Russ Dawson.
Trust was uncontested until now. Now your head is falling down out of the clouds. My heart has no
Join Russ Dawson Friday, April 25th at the Pawn Shop for the Band of the Month Showcase. We are Sonic 102.9.